Thank you for having me today. During this workshop, I will talk about your rights as an immigrant, our programs that support immigrant communities and resources during COVID-19 pandemic. And after the presentation, we will have a Q&A session. I will also put our contact info and resource guide in multiple languages in the chat box after the presentation, as well as some important information and updates. Please share this information widely with your network to help others get access to the resources they need. So as we all know, New York City is an immigrant city. 38% of New Yorkers are immigrants and 60% are immigrants of the children of immigrants. And there are estimated 560,000 undocumented immigrants across the city, and more than 200 languages are spoken in the New York City. Our office is the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, and our mission and goals are to promote the well-being of New York City's diverse immigrant communities. So I'm gonna talk about the New York City local laws and policies first. The first law is Local Law 30. It requires city agencies that provide direct services to the public to translate their most commonly distributed documents into the top 10 citywide languages at minimum. Those 10 languages included Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Bengali, and so on. If you find the city agency did not follow this law, you can fill out a complaint against it with 311. The next law is confidentiality. New York City agencies and workers must protect the confidentiality of a person's immigration status. Some agencies may ask your status to see if you are eligible for public benefits, but that information cannot be shared with anyone else. This includes the public school your child attends, and NYPD will report a crime. The third law is the detainer law. MOIA and the city does not cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, unless the following two factors were met at the same time. One is that a person is convicted of one of the most serious crimes. Second, the officer must provide a warrant signed by a judge, and we do our best to fight back to protect immigrants. I will now talk about our programs. The first program is ID NYC. 1.3 million New Yorkers have ID NYC, and it is available to all New York City residents age 10 and older. It is safe, secure, and free. ID NYC is accepted by all NYC agencies and programs, including NYPD, Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, NYC Health and Hospitals, and access to DOE schools. You can also use it to entry into public buildings like schools. And for employers, you can also submit it with proof of work authorization. And this is the old design of ID NYC. You can see there's nowhere on this card showing your immigration status. And this is the new 2020 design. On this card, you can choose not to declare your gender. ID NYC is especially important for those who lack US government issued proof of ID, including homeless, recently incarcerated, and undocumented immigrants. And all ID NYC applicant information is kept confidential to the maximum extent allowed by law, with robust security and privacy protocols. Currently, because of the pandemic, we have limited appointment. Though the enrollment sites are in reopening phases, but they are currently booked. However, you can still renew your card online if you're eligible. IDNYC proudly partners with a range of institutions and entities to offer membership to over 40 premier cultural institutions across the city. You can also receive discounts to City Bike, YMC memberships, movies, Broadway tickets, hotels, parks, and etc. You can also have discount to Brooklyn Sports and Entertainment Model Sports Goods. Those information can be found at IDNYC's website. In order to apply for an IDNYC, you must be at least 10 years old and currently living in one of the 5 boroughs in New York City. And you must provide 3 points of identity and 1 point of residency. And IDNYC accepts over 75 documents. One must have photo and one must have your birth date. And all these documents must be original or certified copies. However, we do not keep any of these documents. We just check them. We only keep the information that is on your card. There are some updates about the renewal. You may renew your card starting 90 days before and up to 2 years after the expiration date on your card. It used to be 1 year, but we have extended the renewal window to 2 years. If your card expired more than 2 years, you will need to apply for a new card at a enrollment center, which is on opening phases, but currently fully booked. However, if you already have a card, you can still renew online. And the card has not been expired for more than 2 years, and the cardholder is over 16 years old, and the cardholder is not changing any identity information. So for more information, because during the pandemic, things changed quickly. So you can call 311 and see IDNYC or with their website for more updates. The next program is called Action NYC. Action NYC offers free, safe immigration legal help across the city. This program offers free legal screens and free legal help. You can call 1-800-354-0365 to book an appointment. Their hours of operations are Monday to Friday from 9 to 6 p.m. You can also call 311 and say Action NYC to have an appointment. This program is called We Speak NYC, and it is a 17-episode Emmy Award-winning education television series to help English language learners practice English. And what makes this program unique is that it is tailored to meet the needs of immigrants, and each episode addresses an issue or situation that immigrants may face. And it also talks about the programs that support immigrant communities. And We Speak NYC is currently offering weekly online classes. You can visit the website www.nyc.gov/WeSpeakNYC for more information. NYC Care is a citywide health care program. It is for all New York City residents. We know that in New York City, healthcare is a human right. However, a lot of people are not insured. So this program guarantees access to low cost and no cost services offered by New York City health and hospitals. It is for those who do not qualify or cannot afford health care. And you need to be a resident of New York City, and you must have lived in New York City for at least 6 months, and you must be at least 16 years old. This program is currently available in all boroughs. You can call 1-646-962-2273 to make an appointment in your language. So now I'm going to talk about some more resources for immigrant communities during the COVID-19 pandemic and recovery. So first, again, stay home, only go out for essential tasks. If you must go outside, keep at least 6 feet or distance between yourself and others and wear a face covering. If you have those symptoms, please consult with your doctor. Anyone who does not have a health care provider can call 844-692-4692 or call 311 to discuss COVID-19 symptoms and receive medical advice and assistance regardless of your immigration status or ability to pay. For real-time text updates on COVID-19, in English, you can text COVID to 692-692. And for Spanish, please text COVID ESP. I think this update is very useful. For example, if some testing sites close today, you will receive this update through this text. And I know a lot of people are asking about the vaccine to get facts about the COVID-19 vaccine and its free distribution in New York City. Please visit nyc.gov/vcc. Free and convenient COVID-19 testing is not available at NYC Health and Hospitals and CTMD. No appointment is necessary. You can visit nyc.gov/COVID-test or text COVID-test to 85548 or call 212-268-4319 and see COVID-19 text to find a testing location near you. You can also visit CDMD's website for more information. The NYC Test and Trace Co-op's contact tracers are working to call everyone who tested positive or who were exposed to the viruses that caused COVID-19. So please answer the phone if you get a call from NYC Test and Trace or a number starting with 212-540 or 212-242. And all the calls are confidential and private. The contact tracer will ask how you're feeling, if you need services, provide guidance, and ask who you've been in contact with. We understand that some people live with their families and friends, and it can be very difficult to quarantine. However, if you are a New Yorker who has COVID-19 or lives with someone who has COVID-19, you may be eligible for a temporary hotel stay for up to 40 days for free, and your insurance status does not matter. Please call 1-844-692-4692 and press 0. For more information, you can go to their website. It is super easy to set up. And after you call this number, someone will pick you up in 4 to 5 hours and send you to the hotel. And the NYC Test and Trace Corps is providing take care packages to New Yorkers who have tested positive and also to their contacts. Each package contains enough PPE for a household of 3 to quarantine for 10 to 14 days. We have mentioned the NYC Health and Hospitals for many times. They provide care to all New Yorkers, no matter what your immigration status or insurance status is. And it also helps you even if you don't have insurance and cannot pay for health care. You can get a list of public hospitals on their website, NYC healthandhospitals.org/hospitals. And the housing and eviction is a topic that a lot of people are concerned about. So under the new state COVID-19 Emergency Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Act, which extends the eviction restriction protecting qualifying tenants from evictions through May the 1st, 2020. You need to sign and deliver the hardship declaration form, which I will put the link to this form in the chat box after the presentation. I'm also going to introduce the Mayor's Office to Protect Tenants, MOPT. It has a hotline to assist tenants. You need to call 311 and ask for the tenant helpline. Please make sure you see that word so the 311 operator can transfer you to that hotline. You can access free legal assistance and receive guidance on pressing issues like harassment, eviction, and benefits access. For more information about the hardship declaration, you can visit the Mayor's Office to Protect Tenants fact sheet, which I will also put the link in the chat box later. The MOPT also launched the Tenant Resources Portal in multiple languages. And also currently, the New York State government extend the rent relief program. You can still apply for it by February the 1st. So I will also put that information in the chat box later. So the Access HRA is the city's public benefit portal. Currently, all the public assistance offered by HRA requires immigration status. This program includes SNAP, which is a card you can use to buy groceries, and also cash assistance, emergency cash assistance, rent assistance, and one-shot deals. However, if you are part of a mixed household, for example, you are undocumented, but you have US citizen children, you can apply for this public assistance on behalf of your children. For more information, you can call HRA's info line at 718-557-1399. We know that during the pandemic, New York City has lost a lot of their loved ones. So, families can apply for barrier assistance. First, you need to apply within the 120 days from the date of the individual's death, and all the application received on and after March 12, 2020 will be considered for the increased burial assistance allowance, which is $1,700 and $3,400. You can apply by calling their number or email them at the burialservices@hra.nyc.gov or fax the document to them at 917-639-0476. Here are some updates about USCIS, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. All immigrant court hearings are postponed for people who are not detained till February the 5th, 2021. And for people who are detained, hearings are continuing for now. You can visit the Department of Justice website for the court hearings information. USCIS has reopened all ceremonies from June the 15th, 2020. They are only allowing 10 candidates at a time and no family members can enter. People with canceled appointments with USCIS will receive rescheduled notices. If you have a case with USCIS, I suggest you check your mailbox to make sure if you received the letter from USCIS. You can also have an online account on USCIS website, which is very convenient. They will send you updates through the letter, or you can check them on the in the account. If you have more questions, please visit uicis.gov/COVID-coronavirus or call them at 1-800-375-5283 directly. Here's a good news about DACA. Under a federal district court order effective on December 7th, 2020, USCIS is required to begin accepting first-time applications, changing the renewal term back to 2 years, and automatically extend DACA and work authorizations to 2 years for anyone who received a one-year extension. For a free safe immigration legal help, or to ask questions about DACA, or to seek assistance in renewing, please call 311 and see Action NYC, or call Action NYC's number 1-800-354-0365 between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to book the appointment. So some people were worried about public charge. The first thing is that not all the immigrants will be affected by public charge rule, and in fact, only a small amount of people may be affected by it. And if you are already a permanent resident, the public charge rule does not apply to green card holders, so you don't need to worry about it at all. And USCIS has announced that the treatment and preventive services for COVID-19 will not negatively impact the outcome for any person subject to the public charge test. So please take care without fear. If you still have questions, because everyone has a different situation, so we suggest that please call the Action NYC's hotline and see public charge to receive a free consultation. Hate and discrimination against anyone on the basis of their race and national origin or other status is not tolerated in New York City. You can report hate crime and bias incidents to the New York City Commission on Human Rights. You can also call 311 to report harassment or discrimination. If you are the victim of a hate crime or witness what you believe to be a hate crime, please call 911 immediately, and NYPD will not ask about the immigration status. If you are feeling stressed or depressed and you feel like you need some help, you can call the following number, 1-888-692-9355, or text WELL to 651-3173, or with the website nyc.gov/nycwell to talk to a professional counselor. The NYC WELL program provide you with support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in over 200 languages. Those services including crisis counseling, peer support, short-term counseling, and connection to ongoing mental health and substance misuse services. So all takeout meals for students will be available on school days from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And for adults, free meals are available for anyone in need at over 200 mail hubs citywide. Mail hubs operate for adults or non-students Monday to Friday from 3 to 5. To find the closest site for children or for adults, please visit DOE's website. You can also text FOOD to 877-877. If you cannot leave your home or do not have anyone who can bring your food and you are not able to use private delivery options, you may be eligible to get free meals delivered directly to your home. And please visit nyc.gov/getfood or call 311 and say get food. If you have any questions about services for immigrants, please feel free to call our Ask More hotline at 212-788-7654. You can also submit immigration-related requests, questions, or general inquiries to Ask Moya at moya.nyc.gov. And our team is still operating from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you call and we're not able to pick up the phone, you can leave us a voicemail and we will circle back to you as soon as possible. Thank you very much. For more information, you can always visit our website at nyc.gov/immigrants. And please feel free to contact our office or myself. My number is 347-598-0835. My email is yfu@mofellow.nyc.gov. And just want to stress that during the pandemic, every information changes quickly. So if you want to stay updated, please connect with us through the Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. The last thing I want to say is that please feel free to contact me through my email if you want to hold a workshop with interpretations for your school or community-based organizations. So now I'm open to any questions, and I will also put important information in the chat box. If you have any questions about them, please also feel free to ask me.
Luna, you'll give us the PowerPoint, yeah?
The thing is, like I just said, because a lot of information just changes so quickly, we don't want to see, in some cases, when people see this PowerPoint, the information is already outdated. So I will share you the website that is keep updating, and you can always, people who have questions can always call our hotline to receive the most updated information.
That's fine. And we have the recording, which people can watch if they couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah.
Anyone, if you want to raise your hand or you want to just jump out, I think we have to unmute you, but if you want to just raise your hand, we can call on you. If anyone has any questions. Anyone in our interpretation room? I think we have someone. Nope.
At this moment, there's no one in the Spanish line.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to add that if you are a undocumented immigrant and do not have US citizen children, there is a temporary program called FASTEN, which I've put the information in the chat box. Please check that. You can call the home-based provider directly to receive the benefits. And it's a temporary program and has limited funding. So please do contact them as soon as possible.
Terrific. And we have your contact info if anyone would prefer to write.
Yeah.
Yep.
and you can call our hotline. By the language you prefer to speak, we have interpretations.
Great. I don't know if you want to hang out, or we've got about 25 minutes before our actual meeting starts, but feel free to hang out in case anyone decides or figures out they have a question. Otherwise, I want to thank you so much for coming. It was a great presentation. Such good resources, places to go.
Thank you very much. So I think I will stay for another 5 minutes just in case people have questions. And I just want to say a lot of things just updated because it's 2021, especially the resources for tenants. It's always good to check the MOPD's website. They always compile the most up-to-date information on their website.
Great. I'm going to let folks know. I see that you said if we're interested in holding a workshop with interpretation, so it's very possible that some of our schools with high non-English speaking populations might want to take advantage of that. So I will pass that along.
Thank you. And another thing I want to say is that I'm a native Mandarin speaker, so I will be able to provide a workshop entirely in Mandarin without interpretation. And I also have the slides in Chinese and some bullet points in Chinese too.
Great. Oh, I see there's a question. Ishrat Jahan, go ahead. You're unmuted. Ishrat, you can ask your question now.
Hi, sorry about that. Hi, how are you? I have a question about how can people apply for tenants? Tenants could apply for needs for rent. How can they do that?
Okay, so there are several resources you can use. And first of all, you can visit MOPD's website, which I've put in the chat box. It is number 3. And if you are a US citizen or permanent resident, you can apply for the New York State Rental Relief Program, which is extended to February the 1st. And if you are undocumented and have no US citizen children, you can apply to FASTEN, which is the number 4 in the chat box. You need to call the home-based provider directly. And if you have any like questions or you need any further information, you can always call our hotline or call MOPT's tenant hotline. If you, if you are like US citizen or green card holder, you can apply rental assistance through the Access HRA, which is also in the chat box, which is number 1. You can apply to through Access HRA and also the New York State Rental Relief Program. If you are undocumented, you can apply to FASTEN. Do you have any other questions?
I don't see any other hands raised. So, I do. Kristen.
Go ahead. Hi, Bill. Hi, Deborah, Luna, and Preeti. So I'm Christian Santa Maria. I'm president of PS 148 PTA, and I'm also the vice president of the President's Council. So I know you, Deborah and Gail from there. So my question is, I heard Luna mentioning something about a workshop. It was breaking up a little bit on my end, so I couldn't really hear exactly. Luna, were you saying that there could be workshops done for the schools?
Yes. So if you are interested in holding a workshop for a school with interpretations, please feel free to contact me with email. My email is yfu@mofellow.nyc.gov. So we are able to hold workshops for schools and CBOs, and we will be able to provide interpretations. And I am able to provide a workshop entirely in Mandarin. And this workshop is similar to this one, which offers, which covers resources provided by the city government during the pandemic.
Okay, sounds great. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Do you need the email address, Christian, again?
I have a screenshot of it. I believe great. I just want, it's the yfu@mofellow.nyc.gov, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so Luna said she'd hang out a couple more minutes if anyone thinks of a question. Otherwise, we will begin our meeting in about 20 minutes, our calendar and business meeting. So feel free to grab a beverage of your choice or tend to your children, pet your dog, whatever. Everyone who's here, we will reconvene officially in 20 minutes. I'm going to stay on in case anybody comes on and has any questions. I'll just be here. So thank you so much, Luna. That was really great.
Thank you for having me today. And I think I will stay until 6:15. And please feel free to ask questions and any like clarification. I just want to say, because some programs I put in the chat box, they are not directly provided by New York City government, so I cannot present them during the presentation. So please make sure you check the chat box to see if there's anything you might be interested or need. Okay, so thank you for having me today, and I'm gonna jump off. So have a good evening. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, bye.
Thank you, Luna.
Thank you, Gail. Have a good night.